Poslušate slovensko oddajo na radiju SBS širom Avstralije in po svetu. Lani sem predstavil novo predsednico slovenskega kluba v Adelaidi, gospo Denko Jerebico, ki se bo nam tudi danes pridružila za prijeten klepet, pogovor in kaj je novega v Adelaidi, še posebej v slovenskem klubu. Dinka, lepo pozdravljena na naši slovenski oddaji. Once again, welcome to our Slovenian program for the first time in 2017. And what's new in Adelaide?
Good afternoon, Alenti. Thank you again for having me on the program. In Adelaide, we're preparing for the end of the month, on the 25th of February, to have a dance, the traditional Slovenian Pustovanje. I'm hoping that a lot of the second, third and possibly fourth generation young people will come out, so we have a connection and reconnection with the community. That is a thing that's lacking at the moment. Young people, older people now, have gone off and I suppose led their lives in the community, in the Australian community, and we're making an attempt to bring them back and, you know, find Slovenian Club as a centre for some of their things that they'd like to do. And the dance, I'm hoping, is going to be that activity. Is it 7 o'clock at night? It's hopefully goes through to, you know, midnight hour. It's going to be a three-course meal, music. We were unfortunately not able to get a Slovenian band from Melbourne because there's no Slovenian bands here in Adelaide. So we've got a Ukrainian band and a gypsy band, which are local musicians and they're well known. So we're hoping that at least it creates a interesting blend of Slavic music in one way. The food, we're organising the caterers, will be a sense of what Slovenian culture is about. And hopefully new people from the Australian community, our friends and colleagues will be coming along as well. So it will be an opportunity to, I suppose, show what we've got and hopefully will put us more on the map about some of these activities.
Sounding good. What else might be coming up after this event?
What is lovely that I've actually made some connections with what I call the recent Slovenians, and it looks like one young lady is prepared. She's got, you know, young children and is studying and getting qualified for the registered nurse here in Australia. But she's looking at running a children's group, and we're looking at supporting her for that. We're looking at, you know, we've got the bocce that is happening on the 10th of February. That's another activity that we're hoping that it's going to bring out, again, young people, and, you know, young and old, on a Friday night, where we can have, you know, a couple of drinks, meet and again connect and reconnect, or, you know, start something new with an activity like bocce. So there's a lot of things that I'm encouraging people to do and look at the facilities that we've got. We've got a great hall, and the opportunities to use it in quite a different, you know, diverse ways would be wonderful if it was taken advantage of. The sad part about what we have used the hall for lately is that we've had several deaths, and the wake has been a wonderful but sad way to get together. But it's been interesting that people have come, and we've the new committee has talked to them. And it's sort of a different way of connecting, and they were curious about some of the things that we're doing. But so there's things like that, and of course the 60th that's coming in the middle of the year.
Well, of course, we can't forget about that. That was going to be my next question, if there's any news regarding the 60th anniversary celebrations.
Well, we're just trying to get over the hump of Christmas and the puss, because the puss is going to involve, you know, like even hopefully dressing up the hall quite elegantly and in tradition. So, yeah, the 60th is happening, and we'll be planning that more intensely in the next few weeks, yeah.
We'll most certainly be reporting further on that huge event, not only for the Adelaide Slovenian community or the Slovenian community in South Australia, but this is an event that's of historic importance to the entire Slovenian community in Australia. It's one of the oldest Slovenian associations. Dinka, we really thank you for joining us today on SBS Radio. Just to let us know a little bit about what's going on in Adelaide, particularly at the Slovenian Club. And we wish you all the very best with this up-and-coming event, Pustovanje, or the Masquerade Dance, which will be taking place on Saturday, the 25th of February this year. And we hope you have a fantastic function.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to it. And thank you for having me on the program and sharing what we've got here in Adelaide.